It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
And believe it or not, we actually have a crew with us today. That's right. Welcome to Explore Fairbanks, talking everything tourism and exploring Fairbanks in the Golden Heart City. I'm your host, Jerry Evans, wearing my hat as the Public Relations Manager at Explore Fairbanks. And joining me in the studio today is Niaz Uden, who is a photographer, creative director, filmmaker, and drone pilot. Welcome, Niaz.
Thanks for having me, Jerry.
Thanks for being here. Also joining me in the studio from Explore Fairbanks, Mickey McGuire, who is the social media manager at Explore Fairbanks. Welcome,
Hi.
Mickey.
Hi, thank you.
So let's get right to it. And part of the reason we have Mickey here is as public relations manager for Explore Fairbanks, I'm an old school guy. And that's like most of the KFAR listeners are. I remember first getting into media when I took my test for third class broadcaster's license in radio back in 1973. So it's been a while. So I brought Mickey along because we're going to be talking about things like social media, Instagram, influencers, content creator, online stuff, and that's a little bit out of my world. So first of all, Niaz, once again, welcome. Your first time on the KFAR airways, but not your first time in Alaska or Fairbanks.
That's right.
So is this your fourth trip to Fairbanks?
Yes.
Okay. So Explore Fairbanks is working with Niaz, who's, again, you wear so many hats. Content creator, one of the reasons we're working with you now as a photographer. The first time you came up to Fairbanks, this is your fourth time. First time was how long ago?
It was 2018.
Okay. And when you came up, it's nothing, you weren't working with Explore Fairbanks. It's just something that you wanted to do, and then you reached out to us, correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
So as a photographer, as a commercial photographer, what is it that interested you to come up to Fairbanks when you first came up?
Oh, thank you, Jerry. That's a great question. I got my started as a travel photographer,
okay,
and I have always been fascinated by Northern Light.
Okay.
So I wanted to see where can I go see Northern Light, and Fairbanks came up. And when I studied photography, my goal was always to push my limit and make amazing content.
Right.
And Northern Light is something a lot of people fascinated by, including me.
Sure.
So I planned my trip to Fairbanks, and based on my experience working with other tourism board, I wanted to reach out to you guys.
Right.
And I think you guys do an amazing job.
Thank you.
And then that is how we got connected.
Right. So when you want to come up to shoot the Aurora, it's a little different than going to shoot the Grand Canyon. Because if you go to the Grand Canyon, you know you're going to see the Grand Canyon.
Exactly.
But when you're talking about Aurora, it's a little different as a photographer because you're booking your trip up here, you're planning on it, and there's a commercial potential for you there. So did you just make a time and a date to come up to Fairbanks, or did you work it around when you think the best time for the Aurora would be?
I did. Thank you. Another great question. I did plan my trip. I think I spent about 2 months because I figured Fairbanks is cold and I need to prepare properly. Okay. Also, at that time, I had three partners. They also wanted to be part of this trip, mm-hmm, in 2018. So I did go through all the preparation. I do not like to apologize, so I wanted to prepare properly.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I noticed that you did. And on some of your trips, you don't book it very far in advance. You actually wait until the Aurora looks good. It looks like it's not going to be cloudy that particular night or particular week, and then you jump on it. Is that how you normally work?
For some trip, yes. Because Aurora is something like, I think one of the thing, most important thing, you have to spend few days at least in Fairbanks. I would say at least 3 days to see one night, right? So for me, I look for weather. Like I do use a lot of apps and softwares to see the cloud condition,
okay,
Aurora forecast and everything. So that I'm going to spend some time. So I get return in something. I get,
yes,
to capture the most beautiful photos of Aurora in Fairbanks.
Right. And again, those of you that are just tuning in to Explore Fairbanks, I'm your host, Jerry Evans. We're talking with photographer, content creator, commercial photographer, drone pilot, Niaz Uden, who's been up here to Fairbanks four times. You've been up to Alaska, but it's like you kind of concentrate in on the Fairbanks area. And one of the reasons why we said yes to you when you said, would you like to work together, of course, Explore Fairbanks' job is to promote Fairbanks as a visitor destination to the rest of the world. And you have numerous avenues of getting your content out in front of the eyes of people. But probably the most impressive, to us at least, is your Instagram page, which is Neo Humanity. It's N-E-O Humanity, if you guys want to check it out. And you have over 300,000 followers. That's a lot of followers.
Thank you.
Now, how did that come about? Was that a very gradual thing? And how do you think people find you? Because this Instagram thing is still a mystery to me.
Thank you. I love this question because this is important for me. I remember when I reached out to you guys around 2018, I think I had around 100,000 followers only.
Okay.
So you can see I go to these exotic locations, create extraordinary content. When I publish them on Instagram, there is more people.
Sure.
And also there are pages on Instagram has like millions of followers. They repost my content, which benefit them as well.
Right.
So for me to grow my followers, my business, and grow as an artist, it has always been creating extraordinary content and showcase the best of what you can get from Fairbanks.
Right.
So once I post those content, it gets reposted hundreds of thousands of times. I remember creating some jaw-dropping content in Fairbanks that went absolute viral on Instagram and Facebook.
Right, it's probably, well, when we bring Mickey in, we'll go down that rabbit hole of you know, how many people actually see or like, because there's a little, some smoke and mirrors there, but you travel the world taking photos that you want to appeal to people who will follow you more and more on Instagram. How do you think your content from Fairbanks and the Aurora and all that, how do you think that stacks up against a cabin in Dubuque, Iowa or Montana or somewhere like that? How does your Alaska material do with your followers?
I think the gap is huge with other location because for two reasons, I would say. Let's say when I create stunning photos at Yosemite, there are at least other 1,000 stunning photos of Yosemite because the number of people visit. And the reason I personally love Fairbanks is pretty much every composition is so unique to me and unique to other people. Mm-hmm. People get to see totally unique and extraordinary content from Fairbanks.
Right.
And the amount of activities you can do here is just extraordinary.
Yeah.
And over the years, I think it has been 6 years I've been working with you guys. So I got to see other side of Fairbanks, which means fall time.
Sure.
And fall, I spent significant amount of time pretty much each year in the East Coast shooting fall, but Alaska fall is extraordinary because you get these amazing leaves and iconic mountain in the background.
Right.
No other city has those things.
And if you catch it at the right time, you might even get the aurora in our fall season, because a lot of people associate the aurora with the winter time, but as you know, it doesn't have to be winter. It only has to be past August 21st, and then it's dark enough so people can enjoy summer or fall.
Exactly.
As well as the aurora at the same time.
So to answer your question, I would say that my content from Alaska kind of very significant for me to grow as an artist too, because these are some incredible landscape, incredible condition people get to see.
Great. Now, you mentioned earlier, of course, that's the content you put out on Instagram, but you're a commercial photographer also, so you sell some of your photos.
I do.
So the photos that you would take of aurora in Alaska, and I don't know if you have any way to gauge this, but do you think it's being purchased more from people that either live in Alaska and love it, or people that have visited and want a photo to remind them? Or do you get occasional people who have never been to Alaska but just love the image?
I would say all of those.
Okay.
Can I share a story with you?
Please do.
So I remember being at Chena Hot Spring. Mm-hmm. It was minus 30 degrees in December. Beneath it was all white, winter wonderland. And I had a cabin. I got out of my cabin and took a photo of another cabin with a beautiful aurora. That is probably one of my iconic shots.
I know that.
And then I posted it on Instagram. Explore Fairbanks also reposted me. And this lady, she's from some Midwest. And her daughter was staying in one of those cabins. And she reached out to me if she could purchase one of my print and how much it means to her because her daughter was not a photographer and she could not take a photo.
Right.
So this kind of stories makes me happy and inspire me to do what I do.
Oh, yeah. No, that is a great story. And you're right, because a lot of times you go places and she may have that exact photo in her mind because she experienced it, but yet she wants to share it with other people, enjoyed it so much. And that sometimes that's the only way you can do it is with a photograph.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to bring in Mickey at this point. Mickey McGuire, who is the social media manager at Explore Fairbanks. So Mickey, I know exactly what you do.
I don't really know exactly what she does.
But as a social media manager, how would you explain your position? What is it that you do for Explore Fairbanks?
Well, I manage the social media accounts. I spend a lot of time definitely on my phone, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I'm always, searching for trending sounds, trending things to repost, but also creating my own content for Explore Fairbanks, whether it's showcasing different activities, different local events, seasonal things, landscapes, just, the best of the best. But also I really love seeing all the tourist user-generated content, as we call it. So right. It's more of the authentic content that comes from the travelers that they tag us in or hashtag Explore Fairbanks. And I see that and I kind of have a running list of things that I'm always trying to work into our feed. And, I love to share what they see too, because it's just kind of a different point of view, honestly.
So I'm going to jump in here real quickly because we're on KFAR, and much like me, at some point in there, people going, okay, what does that mean? Because a lot of times, like, I'm old school. Again, I used to work with writers and journalists, and at that point, it's, okay, what publication are you with? What's your circulation? And that's how you know how many eyes will be seeing it. But that's why you're here, because with social media and online content, it's much different. It's getting eyeballs on it and getting shares and mm-hmm. all that type of stuff. And some of it that I don't understand. But you were aware of Niaz's work before you had a chance to meet him. How do you collaborate with somebody like Niaz for, like, he's coming up here and he's doing his stuff on Instagram, but you're also maybe sharing some of that? How do you two work together to promote Fairbanks?
Yeah. So like I said, if I see some, amazing photo on Instagram, we always ask for permission to reshare someone's work. And typically they give that to us. So then we'll share it across our channels, tag them, give the credit. But then as far as hosting influencers or content creators, that is kind of a new thing for Explore Fairbanks and a kind of the new wave of advertising and digital marketing. And so we're now working with people to bring up and kind of people that go along with our brand and that the style of work would be beneficial to us and mutually beneficial because, not only are we getting reach from their page, their followers, their engagement, but then, we get to reshare that as well. So it's really important, I think, to work with creators on this online presence to just have that mutually beneficial.
And so sometimes it's amateur, local, or visitors.
Definitely share a lot of visitor work, but as far as us directly working with someone, we are looking for someone with definitely a good reach, a good follower account, an established platform themselves, and just established photographers that can produce quality content for us.
Right. Enter Niaz.
Exactly.
is one of those people.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, of course.
Such an honor.
So now as an example, our Instagram, how many Explore Fairbanks Instagram, how many followers do you think we have ish?
We're about at 45,000 followers.
Okay.
And then we've got 450,000 followers on Facebook because, of course, that was around a little bit longer.
Right.
And then our TikTok is pretty new, about a couple thousand on there.
Okay. So, but we, cap per capita wise, going up against Anchorage and even the state of Alaska, it's like a number of 45,000. Mm-hmm. It's not. Niaz is over 300,000, but that's a pretty impressive number for a destination marketing organization like
Explore
Fairbanks.
Yeah, it is, and really for us, it's our engagement level is really good. I would say it's somewhere over 10% of engagement, from which means how many likes we get per how many followers we have. And we get, you know, at least 1,000-ish likes on every post, which is our minimum goal, or my minimum goal. So right. It's nice to see that. And then, you know, we've had plenty of kind of viral reels and videos pop off throughout the last year or so that I've been working here. And so, yeah, it's definitely cool to see our accounts grow.
Great. Now, so Nia, let's switch back over to you and kind of put it on another foot here. So as an influencer, you probably reach out to some select destination marketing organizations like us. So we know what the appeal is of us working with you to get our image out. So what's the appeal of working with a good destination marketing organization like Explore Fairbanks?
I would go through a few steps. I think when your goal is to get amazing content, the destination has to be amazing.
Okay.
And opportunity of activities I will do also important. And then now at this point of my career, I have more opportunity than I can handle. So I like to work with people I love.
There you go. And that's the great part for us is that this is your fourth trip up to the Fairbanks area. And although you've been here in the fall, you haven't been here in like a full-blown summer season, have you?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. We might have to change that, because one of the things as somebody who tries to get writers interested in coming up here, when I'm pitching Fairbanks to places, it's almost like I'm pitching two different locations or two different planets, because summer is so different from wintertime. And it's great that winter probably drew you in with the aurora, but summertime has so much to offer as well, including our 70 Days of Light and our Midnight Sun Festival and Midnight Sun Season. So you haven't had the opportunity to, you've seen the sun at 1 in the afternoon, but you haven't seen it yet at 1 in the morning.
Well, that's true.
Okay, we might have to change that. All right, well, I tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Explore Fairbanks here on KFAR Radio, the heartbeat of Alaska. In the studio with me is photographer, content creator, drone pilot, Niaz, and of course, Mickey McGuire, the social media manager at Explore Fairbanks. We'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
With northern lights in the sky and plenty to do on the ground, winter in Fairbanks offers something for everyone. Let Explore Fairbanks help you discover all there is to see and do this winter in Fairbanks. Visit explorefairbanks.com to browse the events, calendar, find businesses to visit, or check out the Fairbanks Winter Guide. You can also visit us 7 days a week inside the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. From dog mushing to ice sculptures and skiing to theater, get out. Explore Fairbanks this winter.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, sure, why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by The Radio Station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to Explore Fairbanks. I'm your host, Jerry Evans. And once again, joining me in the studios is Niaz and Mickey McGuire, who's the social media manager at Explore Fairbanks. Niaz, photographer, content creators, fourth time in Fairbanks. And the interesting thing when we work with photographers and journalists and bring them up here to help promote Fairbanks as a visitor destination is that there's such a wide variety. Some are very active, some are inactive. Some people I would want to put on the Riverboat Discovery, get them over to, you know, do some gold panning and set them up on things. And some like to be very independent. And you're way to the far end of that one. So when you come up here, tell us about some of the interesting adventures you've had so far during your 3.5 trips to Fairbanks.
Thank you for a great question, Jerry. As I said, I love pushing my limit.
Yes.
So I was curious to see how does it feel to drive to Prudhoe Bay all the way to Arctic Ocean. So on fall, I wonder if it was 2021, probably something like that. Okay. You helped me get a car from Northern Alaska Tour Company, which is built for the Arctic. And right. I did a road trip from Fairbanks to Prudhoe Bay. I think it was for 3 days and one of the best trip on my life.
Now, that trip up the Dalton Highway, it's funny because that's, for most of the KFAR listeners, that's like driving to the store to pick up some bread. But for your typical visitor, that's not your normal road. And it's not necessarily the safest road. And there, you talked about renting a car from Northern Alaska Tour Company. There's one or two places that will rent a vehicle for that. But most rental places say, will not let you take their vehicle up there.
Exactly.
Because it's so rough that you'll need a couple spares and need a CB. Not a lot of places where you rent a car and go, you're going to need a CB radio in order to
exactly.
get up there safely. But you did it. You made the trek up there. And am I correct in remembering that you slept in your car as opposed to the hotel room that we booked for you?
One night, yes.
I love that. But that shows in your photos. And once again, if you want to check out Niaz's photos, even while we're doing this radio interview, his Instagram is at NeoHumanity. It's just N-E-O Humanity. That's his Instagram and, of course, his website, which could also take you to his Instagram site, is Niaz Uddin. It's NiazUddin.com. You'll see some beautiful photos from around the world, but you'll see a lot of them, a lot of Aurora photos and a lot of Fairbanks photos.
Exactly.
So speaking of photos, I'm just kind of curious, maybe what are your most favorite, memorable, or viral photos you've taken in the Fairbanks area?
Oh, thank you, Mickey. As for me, I love Aurora and everything, but fall time was really incredible. I have two iconic fall photos of Fairbanks that went pretty viral on Instagram. Also, I sold a lot of prints of them, too.
Nice.
And my second favorite category would be iconic sunset over Chena River that I shot right from downtown Fairbanks.
Yes, we have that one pinned on our Instagram, actually. Both of those photos are probably some of our top favorite photos of, like, everyone in our office loves those photos, and we use them often.
Well, now, not only do we, but I've noticed that, and I'm guessing as a photographer who has some great photos on Instagram, you probably kind of try, I wouldn't say necessarily to keep control, but you like, those are your photos, and you like to know where they go and who uses
them. Always.
But that one's almost jumped the shark, as the term is, because that one on the Chena River with the open water, I've seen that used in a lot of places, and sometimes by people who probably didn't ask you permission for, right? Are there photos like that just get away from you and you'll never have complete control over?
Yeah, I'm pretty big on Instagram, so I don't try to control those people. It's okay.
Okay.
But because I know this is my work.
Right.
So people will figure out whose work it is. Nobody's trying to steal. They just share it.
Right.
The funny things about that photo is even the name is called Ice and Fire. It was not my name. Somebody else gave that name.
Okay.
It was really amazing. You can see the frozen lake and the stunning red sunset. Wow.
Now, so that's something, of course, you can see or get to by Niaz Uddin, NiazUddin.com. Is that something we currently have up on the Explore Fairbanks website?
I think it is on our website. I know it's on our pinned post on Instagram. So our first, our first photo on our feed, you could see it there, and he's tagged. And it's probably somewhere in our Facebook too.
Wow. All right. So once again, you're listening to Explore Fairbanks. Jerry Evans, your host, photographer, content creator, with over 300,000 Instagram followers. Nia's is in the studio with us, and Mickey McGuire. And I forgot the point that I was going to try to make. But Nia's, Mickey got to ask you a question. So did you have a question you wanted to ask Mickey?
Thanks, Jerry. Sure, I'll take on that. Mickey, I really love everything you guys do, the way you guys work, the way you guys promote, and all of your incredible work. And some of my friend, fellow creator and influencer would like to work with you guys. I wanted to see if you could point them to some of the criteria for an opportunity to work with Explore Fairbanks.
Yeah, I would say we definitely focus on more travel photography style of things. We like to have people in our photos, but not too much influencers just, you know, in the shot. It's more about the landscape or the activities that we offer. We want you to have an engaging account. It's not always about followers. I mean, we work with smaller accounts, but just really quality content and things that align with our brand and our style. And then once we do make those connections, my first thing is kind of explaining all the seasons, the weather, the activities, even the daylight, because it's just so different month to month, honestly. And I just want people to know, you know, what there is to offer, and so they can choose what they want to do. So it's just more authentic, and it just works well for both of us that way. We never want to put anyone in a box, make them come at a specific time. You know, obviously we love Aurora content, we love specific things, but we also want that person to be interested in it. So if they have a passion of, you know, they want to see dog sledding races, or they want to see the Aurora, they want summer, like, tell us, and we'll try to make that happen for them.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Nia, we're down to like our last couple of minutes on the show. So if anybody would like to see some of your photos, whether it's from the Fairbanks area, the Aurora, or beyond, how are ways that people can find your photos?
Sure. Please follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is neohumanity, NEOHUMANITY. And also, please visit my website, niazuddin.com, NIAZUDDIN.com. And there is a link to my print shop. You see some iconic photos of Fairbanks. And next, I don't know, like 2-3 weeks, I'll be posting a lot of content that I've been creating on this trip. And I would love to answer any question you guys might have. And I just want to thank everybody from Fairbanks. You guys are awesome.
I know you come up here. It's like you rave every place we take you. You rave about. We're trying to get you back to Hoodoo Brewery. You know, for photographic and research purposes only. Friday.
Yes.
So, but yes, that's one of the things that people immediately notice when they visit Fairbanks. Besides the Aurora, the Midnight Sun, all this, is that the people are so unique and different. And
yes. I want to say something real quick. I feel like you can set up the most incredible place on earth, best hotels in the world, whatever. But if you don't have people in them, it is meaningless. So one of the reasons I'm talking about Aurora, all these things, but I think the reason Fairbanks is awesome is its people. People are the most beautiful thing, and they are the one make a city special. So I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate all the friend I have, Jerry, Mickey, Casey, Bill. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Great. Yeah. And, of course, the folks up at Aurora Point and Chena Hot Springs.
Yes.
Space,
yeah.
Everywhere.
Everybody.
All right. Well, I want to thank you. Mickey, any parting words in the short amount of time we have?
Follow us at Explore Fairbanks.
That's a pretty good way to close it out. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Explore Fairbanks. And a big thanks to you, Nia's, not only for joining us up here this week, but for joining us in the studio.
Such an honor. Thanks for having me.
All right. And again, Mickey, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Explore Fairbanks here on KFAR Radio. For more information, log on to explorefairbanks.com. To listen to this or any past show, just log on to the KFAR archives page at kfarradio.com. This has been a presentation of Last Frontier Media Active.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.